Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field report. A lot of water showed up this week. Reports from 2 to over 6 inches of rain. And some of it come pretty hard, causing some erosion issues. As you drive through the countryside, you see a lot of ponding. Getting a lot of calls on how long will this crop last underwater. Several factors go into this, and of course variety and hybrid make a difference. Seed quality, which I'm concerned with this year, and how far along that crop is. Did it just get planted or is it emerged? But really the big thing that sets survival is temperature, the survival time. So with temperatures below 70 degrees in the day and maybe in the mid to low 50s at night, you know, you typically would have 48 to 96 hours, you know, kind of that 4-day window underwater, and you probably survive it pretty good. I've seen in soils less than 50 degrees, and we haven't had the crop even germinated yet, I've seen it survive underwater for 10 days. But when temperatures go north to 70, up into the 80s, that drops back to more like 24 to 48 hours. Now, ponded areas are different than, let's say, freeze damage. When we get freeze and frost damage, you know, we have to wait to see if the crop's going to recover before we can replant or thicken the stands up. And it's always that situation where you want to get back in there as fast as you can, but not too quick. With ponding, by the time it's dry enough to replant, you'll know whether it's dead or not. Typically with ponding, we do get a lethal kill, and you don't have to worry about thickening up stands or taking out the old ones. You just drop the planter and go. We may need to address some bathtub rings before we can replant these ponds, so we may have to be burning some of those rings off or figuring out what we're going to do with them. Now, pest teams, get your drones up and take pictures of these ponds that are sitting out there in those low areas. That'll help you estimate the amount of replant seed that's going to be needed if this does go down, and it'll guide the scouts where to go look, you know, when you're evaluating those stands. We don't want to miss it and find an area when we're out there side dressing knee-high corn that, man, we should have replanted this. Let's get the rest of our crop planted, though, before we worry too much about these ponds. I'm not so worried about the replant ponds. You know, they'll either make it or they'll need to be replanted. I am concerned about the other acres that got smacked in some of these areas with the heavy events. With warm temperatures coming, these soils are going to go from wet to crust pretty quick. Guys, if you don't have a hoe, now's time to start looking for one. And if you're in doubt about whether you should hoe or not, hoe. As we say here at Crop Tech, hoe before you know. You guys know which soil types and which farms give you the most trouble. Let's not wait to see if the beans or corn are going to get into trouble before we hoe. If you're one of those guys who believes the hoe never does you any good, you're getting there too late. The crust is too hard. This means you'll have to hoe around those ponds. Guys are calling in about concerns where they got the field planted but didn't get their pre-emergence herbicide on or didn't get the cover crops killed after they planted before it rained. These crops are going to break the ground, and 120 GDUs. So if you don't want to switch your pre-emergence program or let those covers get too big, you're probably going to have to go by air. Other calls on winter annuals that are getting bad enough that they'll cause issues getting them through the field cultivator when it does dry out. This is an excellent place to bring in the drones, handle these fields in a timely fashion. And if the field's unobstructed and you can get airplanes into it, airplanes can do a great job of cleaning these fields up too, while the drones can handle those harder places that the planes can't get into. Now with the drone, you may have to go in there and touch up your edges and around your waterways. But these are some good options to keep moving forward on the herbicide front as we're dealing with these wet conditions. If you can't find a spray drone, call the office and we'll try to get you hooked up with one. A number of our growers and retailers are now running these drones. Pest teams, with this moisture, let's be scouting the weed acres for disease. This too is a good place to go by air in wet conditions, so we're not wiping out that wheat in the wheel tracks of our sprayer. Pest teams do need to be scouting these alfalfa fields for weevils as they're showing up. With the standing water, there'll be some end loss to denitrification and in the drained areas to leaching. Pest teams, use your drone pictures to identify the areas that we'll need to pull nitrate test on to double check for this loss as we get close to side dressing. With this rain delay, our agronomists will be contacting the growers who have signed up on the high resolution program to set management zone yield goals, and for you guys wanting the virtual farm visits to help you pick the deep dive sites. If you're thinking about either of these and haven't signed up yet, let's get that done so we don't miss you. Reuters reported last week that the Biden administration was going to release an update on the sustainable aviation fuel today, the 30th. But as of this recording, nothing has showed up yet. But we'll keep an eye on it and keep you posted when and if it comes true. To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.